Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, he's my prince of peace. Mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus he is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Save me, keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is our Redeemer, wonderful is our Redeemer, wonderful is our Redeemer, praise his name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. As we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us as we continue to turn from the wickedness of our ways. As we rise and shine this morning at your command, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our destinies and our families. Father, as we stand on the promises of your word, Father, to decree and declare and declare and decree that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We love you. We thank you. We bless you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and giving you advanced praise for the things, Father, yet to be revealed. Father, we want to bless you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank you for this ministry. Thank you, Father, for the purpose. We want to thank you for the people. We want to thank you for the resources. We want to thank you for the power. We want to thank you, Father, for faith. Father, everything needed to do your work, Father, we thank you that it's available to us and you are helping us to grow. We thank you for the different departments in this ministry, Father. We thank you for an expanding ministry. We thank you for a blessed ministry. And we thank you for those, Father God, who sit under the teachings of this ministry. Those, Father God, near and far, all around the world, Father, in different countries and continents, Father God, as they sign in, trusting us to bring a solid word, Father. And we say thank you that you are the solid word. You are the rock. You are our foundation. You are the promise. Everything is you, Father. It's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. So we say thank you that we woke up this morning because we didn't have to wake up because a lot of people went to bed last night. But they didn't wake up, and they're not going to wake up because they've already transitioned. We just pray that they transitioned in the right place because it's not for two places to go. So, Father God, we pray for them. We pray for their families, and we pray for ourselves that we will embrace the gift of this day, make the best of this day, do the right thing in this day, and lift up your name in this day. Bless our services today, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, Amen and amen. Bless the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bring you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Truly, this is the day that the Lord God, He has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome all of our first-time visitors, listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're glad to have you with us. Amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We come to declare His Lordship, His Word, His will, and His power in the name of Jesus. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. It's going to be good. Amen. And we invite you to keep on, keep on, keep on, coming on back, coming on back, coming on back. Please visit our website at lifewayjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Communicate with us. Amen. At lifewayjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are happy to hear from you. Always happy to hear from you. Amen. We want to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And His goodness unto us throughout all generations. We want to thank God. Amen. For prayer power. Prayer power. And glory be to God. Seems like every teaching, every session, every sermon, every exhortation, it just seems like it's getting better and better and better. Amen. We're seeing some things that we haven't seen before. Amen. Glory to God. Is opening up our ears to hear clearer, to see clearer. Amen. And it's just a beautiful thing, because it's really for our benefit, not for God's benefit, because God cannot cease, amen, from being God. Amen. No one can take His authority. No one can displace Him. Nobody can retire Him. No one can vote Him out. He's in the seat. He's there to stay forever, 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 and forevermore. So what a privilege, amen, that we can call Him our Father, our Heavenly Father, because that's exactly what He is and who He is. And the beautiful part about it, beloved, is that when this work on earth is over, we're going to fly away. It's going to be a quick flight. It's going to be a quick flight. We don't have to worry about getting stranded, amen, at the airport. Amen. We don't have to worry about a delay or a flight cancellation. We don't have to worry about any of that. We don't have to worry about any collisions in the air. Amen. Glory be to God. It's going to be a quick flight. Matter of fact, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. And the beautiful part is, and we will forever be with the Lord. Beloved, when we think about that, amen, this is really worth the fight. Well, it's worth the sacrifice. It's worth the struggle. It's worth whatever God has called us to. It's worth it, because we know it's only temporary. We can live to be 150 years old. You can live to be 200. You can live to be almost 1,000 years old, as Methuselah was. It don't make a difference. It's still, the Bible says we live our years as a tale that is told, beloved. It's like the steam that's going. You put your teapot on the stove, and after a few minutes, amen, it starts to steaming, and you see the vapor going up in the air and disappearing. That's how our life is on earth. It just goes up and it disappears. And you know what? Only what we do for Christ will last. I love babies. I love babies. I see the babies being born. Amen. I had three babies myself. And and my mother has seven siblings. I just love babies. I love babies. Everybody love babies. It's hard to not love a baby. And this is why those who mistreat babies do so much time, and the punishment is so harsh, because it's hard to not love a baby because they're so innocent. But baby, we are all born in this world as such. Even Jesus Christ Himself was born into this world as a baby. And so we're born as a baby, beloved, and then the baby starts walking and getting into stuff. Y'all know those toddler years and learning. Amen. And they move through toddler years quick. They move through adolescence quick. Glory be to God. Now they're a teenager. And then next thing you know, they're going off to college. Now they're young adults. Glory be to God. Now they graduate from college, getting married, starting businesses. Glory be to God. Now they're full adults. Glory be to God, raising their own families. Amen. And we see that progression. Amen. They continue. Then now what? Now the children, amen, their children get married, and now their grandchildren. Now they're senior citizens. And you go to the nursing homes, and you go to the boarding homes, and, you know, or whatever, the senior citizen complexes, and you see all the senior citizens sitting around. Some of them have grown old gracefully. Some of them haven't. Glory be to God. But my point is this. We move from being that little baby, actually the conception in the mother's womb, to a senior citizen if you live long enough, and then you die. Yet, have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about that this thing, that every senior citizen used to be a baby, and every baby, if they live long enough, will be a senior citizen? And you get to the end of your life. You get to the end, then you have to ask yourself a question. Yeah, okay, maybe you had some good days. You had some hard days. You had some happy days. You had some struggling days. You had some sick days, okay? You had some poor days. You had some rich days. Come on now. You had some single days. You had some married days. Yeah, come on. All right, okay, okay. Some unemployment days, okay, some homeless days. All right, you had all that. Now you done got to the end. What have you done for Christ? All the years, all the days accumulated, you get to the end, and the Lord wants to know, what have you done for Christ? What have you done? How many of those days, amen, have you prayed? How many of those days have you served? How many of those days have you given into the Lord's work? How many of those days have you helped somebody? How many of those days? And the sad part is, beloved, amen, glory be to God, a lot of people get to the end of the days and haven't accumulated anything for Christ. They want to go out singing like Frank Sinatra, talking about they did it their way. And then only to find out that their way was the wrong way. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. To get to the end of your, and I believe that some people live so long, still not saved, because of God's mercy, God don't want you to die yet, because you're not ready to die. You ain't ready to die. If you die right now, you're going to bust hell wide open. Amen. So God, amen, giving you more time. Glory be to God. The mercies of God. The mercies of God. Hallelujah. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. The Lord God, he is good. Beloved, in the scriptures this morning, coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, amen, verse number 20, and it reads like this. It says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or according to the power that works in us. Now unto him. Now unto him. Now unto him. Now unto who? Now unto God. Now unto him. The Alpha. The Omega. The Jehovah Jireh. Now to him who is able. God is able. God is able. There's nothing impossible for God to do. There's absolutely nothing impossible for God to do. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. What is impossible with man is possible with God. God, beloved, glory be to God, people seem to have a hard time in believing about the Immaculate Conception. People seem to have a hard time to believe, amen, that a woman can give birth to a baby without the seed of a man. But, beloved, amen, we can take it deeper than that. Not only is God able to do that, God is able to take nothing and make something. If it's hard for them to believe that Mary gave birth to Jesus, then how difficult it must be for them to believe that God created Adam, amen, out of the dirt of the earth. God can take nothing and make something. Because he is the something. God is able to do anything. He can resurrect dead bones. He can resurrect dead bodies. Glory be to God. People that they thought was dead. Glory be to God. I was talking with somebody the other day. I forgot who I was talking to. They said the person was in a coma for, I think, 20 days or something like that. And thank God they didn't pull the plug because the guy came alive. He woke up. Glory be to God, can do anything. He can pull you up out of the lion's den, the fiery furnace. Glory be to God, hallelujah. He can reveal to you, amen, the secrets of men, opening up the Red Sea, raising the dead, bringing a valley of dry bones back to life, miracle money. Glory be to God. God can do anything. And we limit God and we want to put God in a box. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because we're not acquainted with it, glory be to God, we think it is impossible because our minds, amen, tell us, you know, it don't make sense. You know, it don't work that way. You got the law of gravity. You got the law of this and you got the law of that. I come to tell you there's a law of faith. And whatever Jesus put it this way, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you. Beloved, we say the words, but we don't believe the words. God is able to do anything. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly. See, not just abundantly. If God came to do abundantly, abundantly would be enough. Because abundant means more than enough. But the Lord says, I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly, not exceedingly and abundantly. I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly, which I'm going to do more than enough many times over. Beloved, if you're believing for God for something and you live on the fifth floor, God said, I'm able to come and answer your prayer on the 50th floor. God don't have to do nothing. God is not stingy. God is not cheap. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God don't have to go and request a loan and he's borrowing and begging. Everything belongs to God. He has more than enough. There's no shortage in God's kingdom. There's no shortage of anything. He has a full supply. And he said he gets pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. And God is willing to give it to you. Beloved, but you got to ask for it. He says here that he is exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. I believe we had a couple people come and share with us earlier. But beloved, sometimes, amen, we don't know how to get the prayers out of our mouth. Sometimes our words get tangled up in our hearts. And we don't really know how to express what we feeling. We don't know how to really express what we thinking. We don't really know how to express it. God, you serve all of that and come in because God understands. He can break down, amen, all the confusion. He can break it down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But sometimes we are miscombobulated in our thoughts. God said, I hear you. Because I know your heart. I know your thoughts. I know what you're thinking. And God can read your thoughts. Aren't you happy about that? I know some people, amen, they can read your thoughts a little bit. They have that gift. Certain people, they can read their thoughts. But guess what? God can read everybody's thoughts. He know what you're thinking before you think it. He know what you're going to say before you say it. He know what you're going to do before you do it. He know what you're going to pray before you pray it, but you still got to pray it. But he says here, he is able. You have to know that our God is able. He's able. Now, sometimes we want to go to people and ask people to do this and do that. Amen. But God, but they're not able to do it. They want to help you. Amen. But they can't help you because they're not able. Glory be to God. God is able. He is able. But beloved, but God, amen, has an attachment here. Amen. He has an attachment. And let us continue reading it out. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, that we act or think according to the power that works in us. Now, you see this here? God is just not going to do it anyhow. But God is going to do it according to the power that works within you. The power. What power are we talking about? We're talking about Holy Ghost power. We're talking about the power that is formed through fellowship and prayer. We saw it, beloved. We saw how Elijah called down rain and called down fire. Why? Because of the relationship and the power that he had with God through a prayer life, through an effective prayer life, through a constant prayer life, through a persistent prayer life, through a sincere prayer life. Huh? We saw it in Moses. We saw it in Abraham. We saw it in Esther. We saw it in Hannah. We saw it in Peter. We saw it in Paul. We saw it in Jesus. God is not partial. God don't play favoritism. Lord God said, if you do this, I do that. So when we establish the power of God, no prayer, no power, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power, that power is developed, that power is intensified, that mountain moving power through prayer. That's the power that has to be working in us. When we pray to God, we saw Elijah. Look, Elijah was a man like you and me. Wasn't nothing different about Elijah. He had bones. He had skin. He had to eat. Amen. He had to go to the bathroom. He had to sleep at night. Wasn't nothing different about Elijah when you look at Elijah and you look at us. The only thing Elijah had going with him, which was the most important thing, is he had an intensified prayer life. Did not God show up and show off? Daniel, wasn't nothing super about Daniel. Daniel was a man like you and I. But what was it about Daniel? He had an intensified prayer life. Jesus was the Son of Man. Glory be to God. 100% God, 100% man. Glory be to God. That's why he said, the same works I do, you can do. Huh? What did Jesus do? He had an intensified prayer life. Beloved, when you build up your prayer life, you build up power with God. We saw, amen, that in the life of Elijah, how the hand of man moved the hand of God. But the devil don't want us to pray. We want to talk about it. We want to sing about it. Opening scripture that we've been using, amen, through the last week. Let us pray thy kingdom come. He didn't say sing thy praise thy kingdom come. It's nothing wrong with your singing, but he didn't say sing thy kingdom come. He didn't say preach thy kingdom come. He said pray thy kingdom come. My house shall be called the house of prayer. Beloved, now and now that's two parts. We got the one part, and we know they're doing everything in the house of God, the brick and the mortar, playing bingo, glory be to God, drawing lotteries, amen, selling chickens, sex in the bathrooms, whatever, competition, trying to outdo one another. You better not sit in my seat. Y'all know folks like that? You got to go to church and ask, is this anybody's seat? Ain't that a cotton picking shame? See? So all this going on in the brick and the mortar, amen. But as COVID proved for us, you are the house of God. My house shall be called the house of prayer. God is talking about you, your life, your body. He tabernacles with you. You are supposed to be intensified and engaged in the practice of prayer. When you feel like it and you don't feel like it. Because, beloved, this is how we develop our relationship. The intensity of the relationship. you abiding in him. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye can ask what ye will, Elijah. Ask what you will, Daniel. You will put your name up in there, will you please, this morning? And I will give it to you. That is the privilege of prayer. We have power with God. And it is that power working within us, glory be to God, that is developed through prayer, that now God says, I will do exceedingly abundantly. Not only am I going to answer you, not only am I going to give you what you want, I'm going to do you better than that. Watch me show up and show off. Watch me show up and show off. Hannah only want one baby. He said, just give me a son. Just give me a son, Lord. Huh? Glory be to God. Not only did God give her a son, he gave her five more. Oh, they was having a good time. They was having a good time. Huh? Whoa, glory be to God. Prayer, prayer. The disciples said, we ain't catching nothing all night. We know what we doing. We know what we doing. We experienced fishermen. Glory. Jesus said, amen, put the net to the right side of the boat. And they caught so many fish, amen, they said the net broke. It broke. Glory be to God. They was calling folks in. Come on and get some of this blessing. Do you want to live a lifestyle where you can call people up and say, come on and get some of this blessing? Exceedingly abundantly above, not beneath, not to the side of you, but above you. Means you got to stretch for it. It's above you. It's more than enough. Multiply 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Glory be to God. According to the power that you have in God that's been developed through a lifestyle of constant prayer. We don't give up when things get bad. You got to be kidding. That's for chumps. We ain't no chumps in the Lord's kingdom. He said the righteous are as bold as a lion. You are a warrior. You are extremely dangerous. And the devil know it. So my question this morning is, why don't you? We don't know who we are. We don't know the connections that we have in God. We don't know, amen, we're his favorites. Everybody's his favorite when you do it his way, huh? There is nothing God, look, nothing God will not do for you. Can't even stop the sun. The Bible tells us when Joshua prayed, amen, the sun didn't move, amen, for 24 hours. Ooh, I think that's how we got leap year. I don't know. That's just my philosophy. It's impossible for the sun to stop moving. Okay, pick up your Bible. It's impossible to come out of a fiery furnace. Pick up your Bible. It's impossible for dead things to come to life. Okay, pick up your Bible. It's impossible for a valley of dry bones. Pick up your Bible. See, you stuck in impossible. See, you ain't in the power because you can't be in the power of God and be stuck in impossible at the same time. The two of them don't go together. But when you step out of the impossible and step into faith with God and what God can do and what God will do for you according to your faith. I don't think God will do it. Guess what? He don't think he'll do it either. But the devil wants us to believe that we don't qualify. The devil wants us to remember our past and remember this. And look, remember not the former days. Maybe all that's under the blood of Jesus. Cast down those wicked imaginations and those thoughts. How the devil wants to play in your head and play in your mind. And he just wants to play with you. It would be so much worse. It would be so much worse if God didn't have a remnant of people praying in the Holy Ghost constantly, around the clock, day and night. Pray. Pray. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. Well, I see it in the Word where God, yeah, God going to do it, but you still got to pray. You see how God put this thing together? You still got to pray. We want everything to be automatic. We just want to sit on our recliner and sip on Kool-Aid, lemonade, white wine, red wine, whatever the heck we sipping on, and just rocking our rocking chair waiting for God to come through without a prayer life, having prayed about it, having talked to God about it. He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. See, because while we are constantly in prayer, beloved, we're not changing God because God can't be changed. But what God is doing in the meantime, while we're waiting for the manifestation of the things that we have prayed God for God is changing us. He's changing us. We're in training for rain, and he's expanding our capacity to receive. Right now, and I'm sipping on a little water, amen, in a 16-ounce bottle. A matter of fact, this is a 20-ounce bottle. Huh? 20 ounces of water. God can't put no more but 20 ounces in this bottle. See, some of us want a 50-ounce blessing, but we only carrying a 20-ounce bottle. No, baby, it ain't going to work. God needs to expand your capacity. So that expand you to a 50 or over so you can hold a 50-pound, the 50-ounce blessing. Beloved, prayer. You know, it's so simple we overlook it. It's so simple we take it for granted. We just want to talk to God on a flyby. The other day, amen, I was in the store and I saw, amen, one of my pastor friends, amen, we was talking and it was not a lie. I said, you know what, pastor, you're going to live a long time because I was just thinking about you. Here he come walking through the door. Okay, how you doing, pastor? Okay, 5-10 seconds. He was acting like he was in a rush. I let him go. Okay, but you know what? That's how we do God sometimes, beloved. Hey, God, I was just driving down the street. How you doing, God? Okay. All right, thank you, God. Okay, God, don't forget. I need that money today. Okay, all right. And yeah, okay, on a drive-by. Quick. Because you got some place to go. You got some place to go. It'll be a sad situation if you get there and God ain't there. Moses said, look, if you ain't going, I ain't going either. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prayer, beloved. Prayer. We got to pray. Slow down and pray. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Pray without ceasing. Look for every opportunity to pray. Pray while you're in the car. Pray while you're in the shower. Pray while you're washing the dishes. Huh? Pray. 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 See, it's not so much the position of your body and as much as it is the position of your heart. Pray. Gain that power. This is how you know God. This is how you abide in him. Remain in him. You can't remain. Okay. You can't. Stop praying and see what happens. Praying all together and see what happens. See how quick you backslide. Matter of fact, beloved, that is my definition of backsliding. When you stop praying, glory be to God, you are in a backslidden position because the kingdom of God is moving forward and you at a standstill. And if you're at a standstill and you're in a backwards position, stop praying and see how quickly you get agitated now. So stop praying and see how your peace flew out the window. Oh, stop praying. Stop praying. You're going to find out. And so what the Lord is telling us, beloved, to continue in prayer, be constant in prayer, be fervent in prayer. In other words, it's not good enough just to pray, amen, but pray constantly. Pray one more prayer. It don't take all that. I think it do. You want to know why? Because the Bible says so. You want to know why? Because Jesus showed us so. Jesus, here he was, God himself, Jesus was up early in the morning. That's why when the Lord be waking me up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to tell you the truth. Some days I'm going to tell you the truth. My flesh ain't in agreement with it. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm just going to be frank. I said, God, can't the people pray for themselves? Facebook, 5 o'clock in the morning. God, can't the people pray for themselves? Now, that's my flesh talking. Now, I'm just going to be real. Huh? Glory be to God. Jesus up early in the morning when the flesh went asleep, late at night. Jesus would come out, amen, and do the will of the Lord. He'd say, excuse me, boys, got some place to go. Where you going, to the disco? No, I ain't going to the disco. No, I ain't going here and there. Glory be to God. I got to have a conversation with my Father. And this should be the lifestyle. We should delight in the privilege that we have to come straight, to come boldly before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, the God that made everything, the God that controls everything. It should be a privilege when all we have to do is confess our sins and make sure we're not coming before him with a bunch of garbage. And have a conversation with him. You talking to him and he gonna talk right back to you. God is always talking, but we not listening, see. God is always talking. Hallelujah. But after we finish in prayer, now we're ready to receive what the Lord wants to say to us and how the Lord wants to say it. And the primary way that he speaks is through his word. There's five other ways that the Lord communicates to us, but the primary way is through his word. Sincere prayer changes things. So God says there's a power in you. There's no power in you. Let me say this, and I'm gonna close. The kingdom of God is in power. Not in words. We can find that in the book of 1 Corinthians, beloved. You talk a good game. Talk your rhetoric. You sound good with your educated self. You sound real good. Brother Paul said, I came not to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is in power. Beloved, people tired of hearing you talk. They want to see what you can do. People tired of your conversation. They want to see what's happening in your life, what's manifesting in your life. God is able to make it manifest. But you notice he didn't say according to his power. It says according to his power that works in you. You work in it. The word of God works when you're working. When you pray the word, you are working the word. Is it being manifested in your life, beloved? Can God manifest his power in your life? It's in him we move, we live, we have our being. We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We ain't glory be to God. God is counting on you. God needs somebody he can count on. He said, I sought for a man. How many can God find today? Sometimes I wonder if God would do a count. How many can he find? See? But that's not as important, beloved. It ain't how many he can find. The real question is can he find you? Can he find you doing his will, praying for everybody, praying for the sick, praying for the healthy, praying for the rich, praying for the poor, praying for the black, praying for the white, praying for the males, praying for the female, praying for the incarcerated, the babies, praying, politics, praying, looking for every, praying without ceasing means you look for every opportunity to pray. This is why I can't understand. You too busy to pray? Excuse me. Suppose God said he was too busy to bless you today. He was too busy, amen, to command your heart to keep beating today. Suppose God said he was too busy to make to see that your lungs had oxygen today. Excuse me. Spiritual arrogance gets us in trouble with God every go round. This is why he said if my people would humble themselves, we got to humble ourselves and know it is not about us, it is about him. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he might increase. Beloved, none of us, all of him. Excuse me. He's trying to position us for prosperity. He's trying to position us for increase. He's trying to position us to live in the life of the supernatural. God is in our best interest. He gives us simple formulas that we don't want to heed to. It don't take all that. Don't take all that prayer. It don't take all that prayer. Oh, really? Time we see you, you running from the devil. Why you doing that? Huh? Glory be to God. Pray. The power that worketh in you, the power of God working in you, working through you, working for you. Why? Oh, yeah, because I gave my life to Christ. No, take more than that. That's a good first step. But it is not the end. It's the beginning. This relationship is cultivated through a prayer life. Pray. Isn't it amazing we can watch a two-hour movie? And some of us, we just binge. We just watch one movie that was so good, we still flipping through Netflix. It's Netflix said, let me find another one. We can watch a two-hour movie, stay on social media for 1-2 hours at a time, talk on the telephone 1-2 hours at a time, go and give our employers 8 hours, 10 hours. We do all that, and can't spend no time with God in prayer. The source of all of our blessings, and won't talk to God in prayer, won't talk to him. But God knows what I'm going through. Yeah, God knows what you're going through. That's why he said, come and talk to him about it. Come and talk to him about it. Beloved, will you pray? Where is the power? That's the subject of our message. Amen. And some other scriptures, we didn't get to it, then it wasn't that important. We'll get to the other scriptures later. Where is the power? Where is the power? Where's all the blessings today? Where's this today? Where's this? Everybody want to know where's this? Where's the good men at? Where's this? Where's the good jobs? Where's this? Okay, good questions. Now let's ask the most important question. Where's the power? Where's the power? According to the word of God, that power should be working in you, should be working through you, should be working for you. It's called prayer power. It's called Holy Ghost power. The power that's available to each and every one of us when we develop a consistent prayer life. Not competing with one another, not trying to outpray one another, not trying to outdo one another, but amen, just talking to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God said, amen, whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you pray for. it will not be denied. It will not be denied, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Thank you. Thank you for power. Power that can be built up, fortified. Oh, Father God, when we spend time with you, fellowshipping in you, abiding in you, remaining in you, constant in you, close to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised. In form of announcements today, amen, we want to invite you to the altar prayer. Altar prayer. Look, get around some folks that know how to pray. Get around the power. We call our prayer altar, we call it the power line. Woo, because the power of God is demonstrated. Amen. We have many, many, many testimonies. Amen. Of what God has done. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on at 12 o'clock. Back tonight at 9 p.m. is our Friday night praise party. Come singing songs, sharing testimonies. Amen. Reading scriptures, prayers. Amen. Just having a good time. A good time. We do that every other Friday night. Tonight at 9 o'clock. Come on. Join us. Amen. If you can't stay the whole, we normally last for about an hour and a half, sometimes two. Not many times that we have gone beyond two, but nevertheless, if you can't, you stay as long as you can. You stay as long as you can. Amen. Glory be to God. And you know what the beautiful part is? When you can bring somebody with you. Tell somebody else. Because you know what? There's a prayer line going on tonight. There's a prayer party. Somebody going to be so happy and grateful to you. Because they wasn't doing nothing. Sitting around flipping through the tube. Thinking about sin. Contemplating suicide. Bored. Lonely. See? Didn't want to go out to the church house because the church house closed. Maybe they scared to go out at night, whatever. And all they got to do is pick up their telephone and meet God. Glory be to God. And the presence of his people come together on one accord. Somebody going to be very grateful to you, see, because you wasn't so selfish, amen, and because it wasn't your ministry. See, a lot of us, if it ain't my ministry, let me tell you something. This is the Lord's work. It's the Lord's work. Amen. So we'll be there tonight at 9 o'clock. And to God be all the praise, all the glory and the honor. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. The gospel is free. It takes money. Amen. To do ministry. Amen. And so we thank God for your faithful giving. Amen. Several ways that you can sow into the soil of God's word. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, GLENSIDE, and the zip code is 19038. Amen. PayPal to PayPal at LifeWordJesus, amen, at gmail.com. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we thank you for your support to the ministry. All right, that's it. That's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet you at the altar prayer if you can. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow morning. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Monday through Saturdays, we meet at the 6 o'clock a.m. hour Eastern time. And on Sundays, we meet here at 12 noon. Amen. Amen and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. and Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is King, and Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. It's my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom, and everybody walk in the blessing today because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Love you. Signing out.
Lord, I love you. How I love you. More and more. Each day. I just want to be close to you.
Lord.